My prayer for you this morning is two things. There's two things that I want you to know today, not only up here in your thinking, but really in your heart. I want you to believe. And two pretty simple, profound things, very powerful things. And the first thing that I want you to know is God's not dead. And the second thing I want you to know is God's not done. God's not dead, and God's not done. Everything changed the morning Jesus rose from the dead. Everything. I don't mean just a little. I mean everything changed. This world was turned upside down. Night became day. Death became life. I mean, this is cataclysmic, story-changing, life-changing change. Everything changed when Jesus rose from the dead. I want to take you to a passage of scripture this morning. Pastor Troy already read the resurrection story, and this actually takes place a few days after the resurrection, where one of the apostles, Peter, is preaching to a crowd of people about what they had seen, that they had seen Jesus risen from the dead. And so in Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 22, it says, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. In other words, they had seen the things that Jesus had been doing, and if they hadn't seen them personally, they'd heard firsthand stories about the things Jesus was doing. This man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and with you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. Then verse 24, but God raised him up from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Man, I love that line. It was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. The empty tomb confirmed every claim Jesus ever made about himself. You know, a lot of people want to see Jesus as a good person, a wonderful teacher, a wise person, maybe even a prophet. But for many people, they want to see Jesus as everything except for the Son of God. They don't want to see him that way. One of our nation's great forefathers, Thomas Jefferson, really appreciated Jesus, believed in Jesus, thought Jesus was a good teacher, but he couldn't accept the fact that Jesus had risen from the dead, because he didn't believe in miracles. He was a child of the Enlightenment. And so for him, everything had to do with logic. And so Thomas Jefferson believed in Jesus, loved the words of Jesus, but didn't believe the miracles that Jesus did. And Thomas Jefferson believed this so strongly that he actually took a Bible and took a razor and started to cut out every single miracle out of the Bible. And actually produced what we now refer to as the Jefferson Bible. The problem Thomas Jefferson had when he was trying to cut out all the miracles is that so many of the teachings of Jesus were intertwined with the miracles of Jesus. So Jesus would do a miracle and then he would teach about what he had just done, or he was doing some teaching and then perform a miracle. So really what Jefferson was discovering is you can't have one without the other. That Jesus was either just a good guy who was deceived, or Jesus really was who he said he was. You can't have the teachings of Jesus without the miracles of Jesus. The two are absolutely inseparable, because Jesus never claimed to be a good teacher. He never claimed to be a political leader. Jesus never even claimed to be a religious leader. What Jesus claimed to be is he claimed to be the Son of God. Wow. Even going as far as to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, church, that's a bold statement to make. You better be able to back it up. right? C.S. Lewis once wrote this: Jesus was either a liar or a lunatic, or he really was Lord, right? Either Jesus was intentionally deceiving people, or he was delusional about his own identity, or he was telling the truth. And the empty tomb proves that Jesus was telling the truth. He is the Son of God. He is the resurrection and the life. This is what makes Jesus different from every other leader. Muhammad led a lot of people, but he died and he's still in the grave. Joseph Smith started a whole new religion. He died and he's in a grave. All 28 Buddhas, all 28 of them died and they're in a grave. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Every one of them died and is buried. Jesus, on the other hand, died but overcame death, and the grave, rose from the dead, and is alive this morning. Hallelujah. So listen, the Christian faith is not built on a philosophy or a religious code or a consensus of people's opinions. The Christian faith is built on a person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who proved his love by dying on a cross and proved his power by rising from the dead. He is our hope. And at the end of this message, I'm going to invite you to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm not going to invite you to join a religion. I'm not going to invite you to join our church. I'm going to invite you to a personal relationship with a living God. This is what changes everything. And another thing I want you to know this morning is that while the resurrection was a great miracle, it wasn't the only miracle Jesus ever did. Jesus did many, many miracles. He walked on water. He turned water into wine. He multiplied bread and fish and fed 5,000 people. He cast evil spirits out of people. He raised other people from the dead. He healed the sick. He opened the eyes of the blind. Jesus did many, many miracles. And because he is alive today, he is still doing miracles today. God's not dead and God's not done. Jesus makes our impossible possible. The empty tomb takes the word impossible right out of our vocabulary. I grew up, and you may have too, being exposed to a term that goes like this: never say never. Right? Never say never. Now, I got to admit, a couple of years ago, I made the mistake of saying never when I said, Tiger Woods will never win again. Now listen, I'm not saying Tiger winning the Masters is a miracle, a supernatural miracle per se, but it's a pretty miraculous thing, you have to admit. But let me tell you about a real miracle. On January 19th, 2015, a 15-year-old young man by the name of John Smith was playing on ice covering Lake St. Louis when the ice broke through. His two friends were able to escape the icy waters, but John was not. By the time the rescuers got there and got him out of the water, he had been underwater, submerged in icy water for 15 minutes. And when they got him out, his lungs were completely filled with lake water. Medics spent the next 30 minutes trying to resuscitate John, but to no avail, and finally he was pronounced dead. Fortunately for John, he had a mother who was full of the Holy Spirit and full of bold faith. Joyce Smith took a hold of her son's feet, and she cried out to God, "Holy Spirit, I need you to come right now and breathe life back into my son." And at that moment, after not having a pulse or taking a single breath for an hour, breath came back to him, his heart began to beat again, and after a lot of prayer, a loving church, good doctors, and a living God, a few days later, John Smith was released from the hospital, completely healed. Church, God's not dead, and God's not done, right? By the way, If you want an eyewitness account, that young man's pastor is sitting right over here, Jason Noble. And that is the story behind the movie Breakthrough. I want to encourage you to go see that movie while it's in the theaters. God's not dead and God's not done. And I want you to know, if you're here this morning and you think you've got an impossible situation, nothing is impossible for our God. Whether you need a financial miracle or healing, or you need God to reconcile your marriage, you need to have your sins forgiven, you need your life to be changed, you're struggling with depression, I want you to know today, God's not dead, and God's not done. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, man, Pastor Tim, I wish I could believe this, but I've never seen a miracle. Well, listen, you have, you just don't realize it. In fact, you're a miracle. Turn to your neighbor right now and just say, you're a miracle. You're a miracle. Life. You really liked doing that, didn't you? Oh, look at that. Some of you couples are even kissing. Wow. I did not expect that. You're a miracle. Every heartbeat, every breath, the ability of your body to fight off disease, to heal a cut, to circulate blood. You're a walking, living, breathing miracle. You are. And then think about this. Every 24 hours, our earth does a complete 360. That means that right now, we are spinning at a rate of 1,000 miles an hour. And you don't even feel it, right? But also, on top of that, the earth is traveling around the sun. And we are flying through space right now, folks, at the speed of 67,108 miles an hour. Now, how many of you are getting seasick right now just thinking about that? Listen, that is 87 times the speed of sound. That's how fast we're moving through the universe right now. And you don't even feel it. Why? Because God created this universe and this earth perfectly so we could live here. Amen? Amen? Life is a miracle. Life's a miracle. So remember this, by the way. Even on a day you might feel like you've been kind of lazy and you didn't get much done, I want you to know that you actually traveled 1,599,793 miles. All right? So, yeah. Life's a miracle. You're a miracle. If your personal genome sequence were written out, it would fill a 3 billion word book just about you. There are 783,137 words in the Bible. So if your genetic sequence, your genetic code was written in a Bible, it would equal 4,000 Bibles. Just you. You're a miracle. Psalm 139 and verse 13, David understood that life's a miracle. He said, you created. Everybody say created. You created. You're not an accident. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. You're not an accident. And I want you to know, God created you. He has a plan for your life, and God loves you. He does. You might be thinking to yourself this morning, that Pastor Tim, I don't really think God could love me. I mean, I've made so many mistakes in my life, and I've ignored God so often, and there's so much I wish I could undo in my life. I want you to know this morning, in spite of all of that, even if you haven't loved God, God still loves you. He does. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to undo some things that we've done? Wouldn't that be great? There's a scene in the 1978 Superman movie where Lois Lane is driving down the highway and the earth opens up and she falls into this huge crevasse and is killed. And Superman couldn't save her because he's building a dam out of boulders because Hoover Dam has broken through. So Superman was so upset that he starts flying around the Earth at supersonic speed, reversing the Earth's rotation, turning back the hands of time. Now, in case you're wondering, I did a little research on this, and that would never really work, all right? But it is kind of fun to think about, right? Like, if you could go back and get a second chance, have you ever had a haircut you wish you could uncut? Right? Or more seriously, have you ever had some words that you wish you could have unsaid? Right? A red light you wish you could unrun? This actually just happened to me a few months ago. Driving through our lovely downtown Medford with Janice one night, and I go through an intersection, and right then, you know, that flashing light comes on, and I realize, oh no, I'm at one of those intersections. And I must have ran a red light, but immediately the defense attorney inside my brain started going. And I started telling myself, I know that light was yellow when I was halfway through that thing. And I'm sure that guy in front of me stopped. I know something happened there. I know this isn't my fault. I'm going to contest this thing. And so sure enough, a few days later, the ticket comes in the mail, and I'm opening up this ticket. Man, I'm going to court. I'm going to prove these guys are wrong. And then I notice on the ticket, there's an actual place you can go to watch a video of the whole thing. And then I'm thinking, okay, I got the proof I need right now. So I open up that video, and sure enough, there was no yellow about it. And nobody stopped in front of me. And Janice says, are you going to take it to court? And I said, look at this. I mean, I was caught red-lighted, you know, for sure. And so, you know, I had to admit I was guilty, and there was a fine to pay. Now, I wish I could unrun that red light, but the reality is I can't. I want you to know this morning, you might not be able to go back and undo some of the things you've done in life, but I also want you to know this, you don't have to pay the debt for your sin like I had to pay my own ticket, because Jesus has already paid our debt. So no, you can't go back and get a redo, but you can be forgiven, and you can be set free from the guilt of your sin. And this is the greatest miracle of all, eternal life. God has done some amazing miracles, but still the greatest miracle is a changed life. That Jesus came, he laid down his life on the cross, he died for us. It's the greatest miracle. You know, in Jesus' time on earth, he actually raised, including himself, he actually raised four people from the dead that we know about. Maybe there was more that weren't recorded, but there's at least four in the Gospels. And the last one of the three besides himself was a man by the name of Lazarus. And Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead just days before he was crucified and rose from the dead. Jesus showed up at Lazarus' tomb, and Jesus was personal friends with Lazarus and his family. And of course, everybody were there, they were so disappointed. They were so disappointed that Jesus hadn't showed up because they had seen Jesus do all these other miracles, and he hadn't raised Lazarus, his friend, from the sickness. And here he is, Lazarus has been in the grave for 4 days when Jesus shows up. 4 days of being dead. And Jesus gets there, and everybody's watching Jesus, and he does something so amazing. He tells people to roll the stone away. And he had told Jesus' sisters, I am the resurrection and the life. Now listen, If Jesus had said, I am the resurrection and the life, and then didn't back it up by raising Lazarus from the dead and then raising himself from the dead, Jesus today would be a footnote in history. But as it is, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and then he backed it up by raising Lazarus from the dead that day. Jesus walks over to the tomb. He tells them to roll away the stone. He walks over to the tomb, and then he actually talks to a dead man. Talks to a dead man. And he says, Lazarus, come out. And to everybody's amazement, astonishment, here comes Lazarus out of the tomb, in grave clothes still, fully alive. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And perhaps you're here today and Jesus is calling you to come out. Perhaps Jesus is saying to you, you can fill in your name in the blank. Come out of depression. Come out of sin. Come out of your past. Come out of shame. Come out! Come out of addiction. Come out of regret. Come out of brokenness. This offer of life was not only for Lazarus. It's for all of us. God's not dead, and God's not done. If you will open up your heart to the possibility that Jesus is alive and he's still doing miracles, I want to invite you today to open up your heart to Jesus Christ, to come out from where you've been and let Jesus Christ bring life to you. To you. This is a decision that I made when I was 11 years old. I wasn't raised in church, far from it. But a friend of mine invited me to come to his church, and I heard the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. And I opened my heart to God, and God did a miracle in my life. And one by one, every member of my family gave their life to Jesus Christ. Church, I know what God can do if we will open up our hearts to him. I'm going to ask everybody here to bow your heads with me. Bow your head with me, please, just all over this congregation this morning. And I want to pray. I'm going to believe God today for miracles. I'm going to believe God today. God is not dead and God is not done. And if you're here today and you need a miracle in your life, I want to invite you to open up your heart to Jesus Christ and open up your heart to the possibility that God is not dead and God is not done. He wants to do something in your life right now. So if you're here today and you need a miracle in your life, and I don't care how big the miracle seems to you, God is big enough to handle it. If you're here today and you need a miracle in your life, I'm going to ask you to just raise your hand up. Just hold your hand up. Say, Pastor Tim, I need a miracle. I need a miracle from God. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, awesome. Awesome. You can put your hands down. Now I want to ask a second question. Are you here today and the miracle that you need is you need a new start. You need a new life in Jesus Christ. You need to come out from where you've been and come into a new relationship with God. It's the greatest miracle. And so if that's you today, I'm going to count to three. And when I get to the number three, if today you want to open your heart up and invite Christ into your life, I'm going to lead every one of you that raises your hand. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And it's going to be a prayer where we open up our hearts to the Lord and say, Jesus, I need you in my life. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on a cross for me. And I believe you've risen from the dead. Jesus, when you come back, I want to be ready. I want to be ready for that day that I stand before God. So if that's you today and you need to open your heart to Jesus Christ, when I get to that number three, when I say three, just shoot your hand right up and just say, that's me, Tim. Today, I'm ready to open my heart up to Jesus. So if that's you, when I get to three, you raise your hand. One, two, three. Today's your day. Today's your day. Today's your day. Today's your day. Hold your hand up nice and high. Just leave it up. Hold hands all over this audience this morning. Hold your hand. Just leave it up there nice and high. All right, I want to see every hand. Ah, amazing. Thank you, God. It's the greatest miracle. Leave those hands up. I'm going to ask you to do something else with your hands still up. I'm going to ask you to now just stand up to your feet. Stand up to your feet. Today you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Now I'm going to invite those of you who've raised your hand to take one more bold step of faith. I'm going to invite you to just step out from where you are and come and just join me right here in the front. I'm going to pray with you right up here. Come on. Come on up. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come together. Come on, church. Cheer them on. Hallelujah. Encourage them. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Yeah. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, turn around and look at me. Listen, I want you to know this is a judgment-free zone today. Every one of us, we are here today. If we're Christians, we're not Christians because we're better than anybody. We're Christians because we realize how needy we were. And so we've prayed this same prayer that you're about to pray. I prayed this prayer many years ago in my life, and I'm so glad that I did. And so this morning, I'm just going to lead you in a prayer. Church, would you pray with those that have come forward this morning? Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask you just repeat after me, and I want you to know God sees you. He hears your prayer today. So pray along with me. Dear Jesus, write out loud after me. Dear Jesus, this morning, I give my heart to you. I open my life up to your Holy Spirit. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on a cross for me. And I believe you've risen from the dead. Lord, I invite you to come into my heart. I ask for your forgiveness. And I ask for new life today. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.